This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, July 24th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Casting the debate as being between his proposed health care reform and the status quo, President Obama is watching the clock wind down on his opportunity to reshape the health care sector in favor of greater government involvement. The U.S. Senate has opted not to vote on the measure until September. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner says, what's the rush? From the realpolitik perspective, what are the concerns of the Obama administration going into August for healthcare reform?
Well, I think the Obama administration recognizes that with each passing day, the amount of political capital that he has begins to seep away. This is a normal process with any president, but certainly within a president who has undertaken such ambitious projects early in his presidency as President Obama has, this accelerates. We are beginning to see, especially on health care reform, that the polls are beginning to shift. Recent Gallup poll now shows that more people disapprove of the president's handling of health care than approve. This is only going to get worse in the coming weeks, especially as the American people begin to see exactly what is in these health care bills.
As, of all people, Ezra Klein has pointed out, if you ask most Americans what they think, most insured Americans, what they think of their health care plan, they respond positively. But everyone basically agrees that the system itself is broken or has serious problems.
Well, that's the circle that the president is trying to square. People want to change the entire healthcare system without changing anything about what they personally have. Unfortunately, as soon as you start making changes to the system, you begin to make things worse for people who are satisfied today with their current health insurance. So I think the president faces an uphill fight in that. What he was hoping to do was float along on the rhetoric of universal coverage, cheaper health insurance, try and stay above the details. The problem is, when this bill is out there for a long period of time, people, groups, Cato Institute, have a chance to go in, look at the details of those bills, and point out to the American people where they're going to be losers.
President Obama does something repeatedly that, as much as I like to believe that he's an upstanding guy, that I just can't stand, which is to say that if you oppose his reform, you are necessarily a defender of the status quo. If the numbers are changing, and they seem to be changing pretty rapidly, the status quo, however bad it is seeming more and more preferable.
Well, this is a straw man that the president loves to beat up. He constantly says the choice is between his proposal, every jot and tittle of it, and doing nothing. Well, that's nonsense. There are any variety of other proposals out there. There are several proposals in the Senate. Senator Coburn and Burr have one. There's a variety of proposals in the House, one by Congressman Ryan, another by Congressman Shattuck. There are proposals by various think tanks and academics out there. There are proposals even to the left of where President Obama wants to be, as hard as that gets to be. So there's lots of proposals on the table. The question isn't do something or do nothing. It's what do we do? We are, after all, talking about 1/6 of the U.S. economy and some of the most important personal and private decisions in people's lives. Isn't it worthwhile to take a few extra days and make sure that we're getting health care right rather than just trying to get it through fast? One of the things that truly amazes me, on a Tuesday, the Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives can introduce a health care bill that is 1,018 pages long. And on the next Wednesday, one day later, after just 8 hours of debate, the House Ways and Means Committee passes that bill. Now, do you really believe that anyone read all 1,018 pages of that bill? In fact, the president admits that he hasn't read the bill, and yet he says it must be passed in the next 2 weeks, or civilization as we know will end. That sort of political gamesmanship has no business in the healthcare debate.
Mike Tanner is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and co-author of the book Healthy Competition. You can get your copy at cato.org.